they like to attack my head in the middle of the night, which is really fun. So what ends up happening is that, like, 3 in the morning, I will end up eventually just grabbing one of them. And, like, I'm usually not that aggressive with them, but I'll just pull them in and hold them real tight and be like, is this what you want to do? And then they kind of sit there for a second, and they're like,
no.
All right, I'll go find something else to do. And then they run off.
Yeah, the best cats you could just treat like dogs, just wrestle with them and all that.
That's the plan with these boys. They, yeah. They don't have the claw control yet, but eventually I will be able to hold wrestling events. I've actually, on my bed, I will take my pillows and I will put them in like a basically create the ring. And then I take their toys, like their bird toys and stuff, and I'll like, yeah.
Now that's cool.
Winner take all in the squared circle.
All right. Are we doing an intro?
Yeah. So, it's been 6 months since we've had some chaotic pussy, and we have new guests. We got Harry, and we got Lloyd. We got Cameron now, and here we are. It's been a while. You know, a few, Mr. Steven.
Well, first and foremost, well, I was going to ask you, because the intro.
I got it. What's up?
How long did it take you to cook that up?
About 1 second.
you were like, I got an intro, and it was just like...
No, that was why I was
asking. It lasted about 10 seconds, and I thought you had a whole bit prepared.
No. Well, because you said you had things about us taking 6 months and whatever.
Oh, well, see, my bit was partly, like, completely ignoring the fact that we haven't recorded a podcast in 6 months. So I was going to ask you what your Super Bowl predictions were.
Yeah, I had a whole thing later about sports predictions that already happened.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Well, now I'll make those up to date.
We also have a third guest who you might have heard their laughter just now. Mr. Andres has joined us. Mr. Andres, what are your predictions for WrestleMania 40? Will Cody finish the story, or will the Bloodline continue their dominance
of Cody's the Federation? Cody's story doesn't deserve to be finished. And to be fair, neither does Roman. Rock needs to take over as champion.
He
needs to go into the event, whoop Roman's ass, whoop Cody's ass, whoop Cody's mom's ass, and then just take the belt and F off like Brock Lesnar.
Do you think we'll have any run-ins during the main event?
Every single person from the Bloodline and the NWO is coming in because of reasons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's the worst book WrestleMania ever. And I cannot wait to see it.
But yeah, it's been like, when was the last one we recorded? Did you look?
This early December.
That was the last one we recorded, but that's the one we didn't put out.
So the one that you'll be hearing, that will be coming up for us tomorrow, episode 9, was recorded in December.
Okay. And I've always said, like, we have like 10 episodes to kind of figure this out. That was kind of my marker. I mean, maybe we push that to 20.
It's going to take 40, actually, to get this shit right.
You know what's fun? And like, I didn't do any prep for this podcast. There's like a few podcasts I've been listening to that, you know, Dudesy with Will Sasso?
Ask me about Dudesy again, I will slap you.
So Dudesy fucking rules, but right. Will Sasso has this thing that he's developed throughout his life called Tronics, which basically is like ways of him. It's like systems he's created in his brain in order to function. And he has one now that he's created called Podtronics.
That sounds like a Joe Rogan, like, alpha male mentality.
I was going
to
say.
It's more of a neurodivergent thing. It's more of like,
Joe Rogan.
Sure.
Six degrees of Joe Rogan. Kevin Bacon can go take a hike.
He renamed what thinking is. What is his way of thinking?
He had these really good couple of bits about podcasts, and most of it was just like bits. Because like on that podcast, he interrupts his co-host a lot. And so he was talking about like, you know, never interrupt your co-host. Like he was basically like making fun of himself.
Right.
But he had some stuff on there where he was talking about like, you know, like, cause he is an actor by trade. I'm just going to steal all of his bits. He is a professional actor.
Quentin Tarantino out here.
He is a professional actor by trade. And so he does a lot of impressions, but, what he mostly does is keep it mostly positive. And he also tries, he was basically like saying like, like any art form, you just have to keep doing it, even if it sucks. And that's how you get better at it. You know, it's like old, it's like old advice.
But. Eventually we'll be, if we just do this 10,000 times, yeah, we will be masters at
it. Yeah, yeah. Episode 10,000, we will figure it out. Well, it was funny because like, you know, I mean, should we, partly why we went on a hiatus, I will say, at least for me, is like, I get real sad in the wintertime.
Yeah, that was one thing. It was just, he got real sad in the winter, which is when I thrive, which... sucks for me.
we didn't quite stick.
No, because I hate the sun.
Oh, okay.
I hate that I was born in NorCal only for that reason. Just it gets fucking hot, and I'm used, in fifth grade, Cade, my brother, and I were doing basketball in 110 degrees outside, like it was nothing.
Yeah,
Jesus. Sucks.
And now you're just, that's too hot for you. Or in fifth grade, it sucked as well.
Oh, it sucked then.
Oh, okay.
We could go inside and go to a grandparent's AC and just like lay face down on the AC unit. Yeah.
The salvation of Vegas coming in clutch for California too.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. But is it just like, there's no sunshine or?
That's a big part of it. Definitely. It's real. I mean, even normies will say it's depressing getting off work and it's dark outside. So like when the sun sets at like 4:30, it's real miserable, especially if you're working like a 9-to-5. You don't have any time in the sun during the week for like vitamin D synthesis and whatnot. But yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, it's just the season can get to people. I'm not like super bummed out by Christmas. I had mostly good Christmases as a child.
Yeah.
You know, got that cool... red Jeep with the battery, you know, the little mini cars that they give kids.
Oh yeah.
I think that was like Christmas 95.
Could you pop the hood on that?
Absolutely. My brother and Scott and I just mobbing around that in our neighborhood. But you know, it is like, there's other factors too that I've looked back on, like, you know, a year is passing. So separate from the family stuff, you're like doing a lot of evaluation of like where you've been in the last year. And then my birthday is in February. So it's like, I just get hit back to back to back with all these like reminders, depending on my mindset, right? Which is already naturally going to be a little, you know, more downtrodden of like, what you have or haven't accomplished, what your hopes for your life were at this point. And over the years I've gotten better about not getting super down in the dumps about that stuff and remaining positive. Mm-hmm. But there was something that happened in October this year.
What was that?
There was something that happened at the beginning of October that really made me just kind of like really want to disconnect from the world for a while. I can't remember what it was.
It was the start of Chaotic Pussy.
it was Chaotic Pussy coming back.
Being a thing.
But no, obviously the ongoing genocide in Palestine really fucking bummed me out. And I couldn't...
Oh no, it bums Kate out every day.
Yeah, and it's like, aww, it's really hard if you are someone who... I do put my head in the sand frequently with a lot of things in order to stay sane. But this is something that has been very difficult for me to continue to rationalize going to work every day. But I've managed to do it and still stay employed. So, you know, we got that going for us.
Well, that was another underrated part of the seasonal depression. Like, now, like a normal person, you just take one day off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we all need that reset. I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
But there was a point where it was 3 days a week, you're out of there.
Yeah.
Mostly on winter, huh?
I'm very grateful. Yeah. I'm very grateful that I have a personality and I'm able to convince people that I am actually a good worker, even though it's far from it.
Well, the thing that really helps is we look at our competition at our place of employment.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It helps that nobody wants to work in a school. So yeah, that if I just do like the bare minimum and I'm able to like say hi to people and make eye contact, I'm an all-star. So
yeah, if you can remember what's for lunch today, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
But yeah,
a little bit of folding, you're good.
What else has been going on? I mean, I've just been a sad boy. I've started to try and get back in the gym a little bit. Like, taking that extra day off a week really helps, only working 4 days a week, because I feel like I can do laundry.
Right. I was going to say, you're the only person I know who like started a podcast and then got depressed. And you're like, you know, I'm done being depressed. You know what I should do? I should think about my life goals and get back into podcasting.
if there's one thing I haven't learned from my 35 years around the sun, it is definitely, just keep throwing yourself at it. Eventually it'll work out. these aren't self-destructive habits at all.
No.
Well, what did you do all winter?
All winter?
Besides watch sports like a fucking normie.
Yeah, I'm pretty normal. So my birthday also is in the winter. It was January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what did I do for that? Probably some normie shit like go to Scandia with my girlfriend or something.
Hell yeah.
Bowling. That was when you have a winter birthday, a lot of bowling birthdays as a kid.
Yeah, when I was, because I grew up in North Idaho, right? And so there's always snow on the ground for my birthday. So yeah, it was a lot of bowling, indoor stuff. As I got older, I was lucky. We did a couple LAN parties at my house, which was sick.
Mm-hmm.
For you kids out there, that's when you bring all your big desktop PCs together and plug them together with the cable that gives you the internet.
I used to do that before I got a laptop.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I had to lug around my computer.
Now that we just sit at home on our couches and watch the battle pass go up.
Yeah, me and Andres were talking about it. Just the soundtrack in games is getting worse because there's less like couch co-op or like there's less like story mode in games or like single player experience does not matter much. It's being on Discord or TeamSpeak or whatever and being with your blads gaming.
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck about music? It's just all about how can we queue up the next thingy.
Yeah.
It's the tough. Dopamine fix has to come in immediately. And the thing is, with the advent of Spotify being so everywhere, you could just queue up your own soundtrack. So you don't really need a banger soundtrack like you did in the days of Burnout 3, Need for Speed Most Wanted, all those games. And the Street Series from Big. Anything Big, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, EA Sports Big was a fucking huge deal when I was 4 to 7 years old.
SSX 3, that was a jam.
Those were all coming out when I was in high school. But yeah, I think the thing I most miss is just, and part of it is just getting older, right? And working full time, it's difficult to get together with the lads and play video games on a couch. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about this the other day, like the fact that like, even when you can get guys together to play games on Discord, as soon as the game is done, everyone disconnects.
Yeah.
And it's like,
there's no dinner.
That playing the video game at your buddy's house wasn't the actual thing that you enjoyed.
No.
It was being around. It was all the inside jokes. It was being in community with each other. You can still goof and gaff while you're playing the video game, right? But it's much more about just like sitting there and just talking,
Or just like my experience in middle school was, we'd play the video game for like 30 minutes, like Brawl or whatever, have pizza. And then we're doing a Nerf battle where it ends up one kid's putting his head through the fucking wall. That was awesome. Shout out to Zach.
Yeah.
Because me and Dane were just holding the door back.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to charge on three. And he goes, 1, 2, 3. And me and Dane just back away from the door. He breaks the door down and falls into the wall. Just head first breaking this wall. It's crazy.
I'm looking around for my phone. I had some notes on there. Do you see my phone over there?
Is that a pink one with a thing in the back?
Gnar. I see a speaker.
Like this one.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, sir.
I have the perfect angle.
Yeah, thank God we got a third person now for stuff from that moment. Another way to get Steven onto his phone.
Yeah. The one thing that's needed every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, soothsayer, what do thine scrolls say?
He's not looking at scrolls. He's looking at pussy and biobots.
Actually.
Lovely.
So, for a podcast title, I was thinking... Or just like subject, it was a little. I love alliteration. Mm-hmm. You know that about me. I'm a big alliteration guy.
Yeah, we want to wrestle on Wednesday.
They're always saying, "There goes Steve. Loves his alliteration."
There goes sexy, stupid Steve.
Playoffs, politics, and pussy.
Yeah. We want to talk about playoffs.
You said you had something about sports or something.
I have a little sports corner. You guys are dead.
But I'm willing to learn.
We're here for it.
Yeah, right.
We're here to support
Cameron,
you.
All right. Sports Corner.
One thing about Chaotic Pussy, we support everybody's special interest, no matter how unique and...
All right. I got, in 1 minute, I'm going to just cover the sports world in 1 minute.
All right.
Number one, we're going NFL draft. Caleb Williams, number one, looks good for the Bears. If you're a Chargers fan, be happy that we're getting rid of all of our wide receivers and we're focused on the run game. Joe Alt's going to be a Hall of Fame lineman. Thing awesome. Number four, we got.
What about Joe Maine?
What about Joe Maine?
What about him?
Joe Alt, Joe Maine.
Yeah, Joel gets a little more horny than Joe Maine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Number four. Congratulations, Denny Hamlin, on Dover. That's three wins this year. Let's finally fucking bring it home, Denny. This is a Denny Hamlin pod for NASCAR.
Nope, Bubba Wallace.
Oh!
I respect it. It is the one black man in NASCAR, so nice. I'll respect it. Nice. I'll respect it.
I knew I'd just throw that out there.
I'm glad you did. Feel free to chirp in. For number three, WWE. We got Backlash coming up. It'll probably be already done by the time this pod. Yeah. I'm sure Cody versus AJ will be a good match. Great workers, but I think after WrestleMania, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. They can't put anything around Cody. I love Cody with the belt, but I think the expectations of the end of an era and we're going into the Paul Levesque era, too damn high.
Well, that's always the issue where a storyline ends. And Andres, I know I can tell you're already vibrating over here, about ready to go straight through the floor.
Not
so
really. I'm just waiting with the subject of
wrestling brought up.
I'm like, I don't know if I have an opinion on this because it's like, what's there to opine about? Yeah, it's Cody. He just started. If it goes three like pay-per-views and it's still like not catching my attention, there's a problem.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So right now, I don't have any opinions on
it. What is your usual timeline after WrestleMania? Which for the non-wrestle heads out there, WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl of wrestling.
It's the World Series.
It typically ends a lot of storylines and new ones start up. So then for the few months thereafter, it's kind of, you know, you're not like having huge matches. You're having more like rivalry start again kind of thing.
Holdover
right?
things. Yeah, basically, yeah. Side stories. Tales of suspense for like a couple of chapters. Mm-hmm. Not much to go. I mean, unless you're The Rock, that's where stories end. Unless you're The Rock and John Cena. WrestleMania is where everything ends and you have to start anew. The problem is starting. You have to start at all. Sometimes you just don't land the start right. You can land the ending.
And it's hard when three of like your six biggest guys in Seth, CM Punk, and Drew are all injured right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that they're doing work just around the arena, messing with each other, Tom and Jerry style. If the last Raw was anything to go by, it was great. Just for the sheer visual of Drew one spot, CM Punk up at the boxes, Drew... I'm gonna chase him down and I'm gonna kill him. He gets to him, gets to the box. There's a CM Punk autograph. Some great Tom and Jerry shenanigans because CM Punk's not in the ring talking shit. Which, anytime CM Punk talks shit to Drew McIntyre is a good day, even if everything else around it is absolutely drab as hell, like the draft.
Oh, that happened
Fuck
this last
draft.
Week, right?
Fuck the draft. It does nothing.
I had some friends that were getting more into wrestling recently, and they were asking. They were like, "What the hell is this draft thing?" And I'm like, it's some dumb thing. When they start that, like 2010?
Yeah.
To basically just separate the two brands so they could have more belts, right? That was the idea.
Kind of, yeah.
It's literally just some story it's catching the heat of people getting excited about the NFL draft.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the windfall.
It's cashing in on the term draft is popular right now. Let's have our own draft.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
It did nothing. Yeah. It did significantly nothing.
No big moves?
Technically, if you count call-ups from NXT as big moves.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I don't because I want to give them time to actually settle into the main sphere. You know, in Raw, in SmackDown. Because you hear of the NXT guys and how they're always putting on bangers and after bangers and all that stuff. But it's NXT. It's a closed system. It's smaller. Everything feels much more impactful because of how concentrated it is. So, there's... Now, I want to see the big stage. I want to see if, for example, Ilya Dragunov gets that Gunther-like momentum. Because, you know, spent a little bit of time in NXT, I believe, right, Gunther?
Is he the current Intercontinental Champion?
No, he's currently gunning for King of the Ring now, along with his love partners in New Day.
Oh, okay. That's right. I saw their match the other day.
Yeah, they put on some good stuff.
Because the big four... pay-per-views or WrestleMania, SummerSlam,
Royal Rumble,
Survivor Series.
Yeah, but
me and Andres talked about this too. Those historically are like the crown jewels of wrestling, the major four. But now what's more exciting than Survivor Series is Money in the Bank.
Which will be coming up
before SummerSlam.
Money in the Bank is pretty high. Oh, it's before SummerSlam.
It's before SummerSlam.
Yeah. Interesting. So, because I was thinking in my head, like, I will probably check in on Raw like once a month.
Right.
And then once SummerSlam hits, I will watch SummerSlam. And that's kind of the, where are these storylines at? Mm-hmm. And are we building to something bigger? And if at that point there's nothing at SummerSlam that really grabs me, I will probably just check out completely until the next, like,
WrestleMania.
Not Royal necessarily Rumble, WrestleMania, but like Royal Rumble. Sure. Royal Rumble's almost always fun.
Yeah, yes. Royal Rumble is like, even when WrestleMania, if you don't like who the champion is, that's why we have the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And Money in the Bank.
Yeah, we're Money in the
it's
Bank.
2 hours of just watching whatever, and then you get like some cool spots, and then some like 70-year-old man runs into the ring, and you're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
He's got the 2x4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Hacksaw. Hello! Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Or it's some no-name who just runs down and is like, who?
Whomst?
Yeah, whomst. Or, worst case scenario, Titus World Slide.
Yeah. Which
is the greatest spot to have, unless you're Santino Marella. In which case, all you get is 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't ready.
No, that was 1 second.
Was it 1 second?
Yeah, it was purposely to beat the Bushwhackers record.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How petty. Yep. Is this a demolition thing?
I don't know. But if you want more wrestling, stay tuned for the ad read.
Ooh.
Do we have an ad read?
Not yet.
Well, we're at 20 minutes. What time do you want to do our ads? If we're shooting for an hour pod every time.
I could do one.
Is it 20, 40, and then we end the pod? Is that
sure,
the idea?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
All right.
I wanna hear this. I'm actually
excited. Can we do this like Adam Friedland reads where like I get to just constantly interrupt you?
Sure.
Oh god. Speaking of which, we never even got through the whole sports corner.
No, yeah. No.
He as soon as he brought up wrestling, I was like, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
we're going at least 5 minutes on wrestling.
I want to get to the end of that sports corner.
Was there more sports when we didn't
get to? I wanna know.
Part 2 of the sports corner right after this.
Yes.
This episode of Chaotic Pussy is brought to you by Blue Chew. Blue Chew, do you or your partner want to have longer, better sex?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to last longer than Drew McIntyre's championship reign?
Hell
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Going for 7 minutes, baby.
Or...
6 minutes is fine.
Do you know...
minute for every inch.
Six minutes for you is fine. You're like, man, if I can make it to six.
If I can make it past 1 minute, it's a record. Gonna put it out there.
Blue Chew. They're chewable, so they're faster acting than the other communist dirty little dick pills.
Wow. There
yeah.
we go.
And they come in discreet packaging, so there's no embarrassing doctor visits.
As if I had shame. Give me my chew, boys!
There's a lifelong wrestling fan. There is no shame.
No. If you like wrestling and you're over 30... ED is probably what's going to happen.
If WrestleMania was anything to go by and all those ads. God, I love knowing that I have ED.
Well, if you're looking to go one-on-one with your partner.
With your great one. Sorry. No,
fucking order. Go to www.bluechew.com and use promo code CP10. Use CP10 to get 10% off. Your first Blue Chew order. All right. Back to the sports corner.
Please tell me about sport. I love sport.
We got Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda dominating golf. They've, in their last 5 tournaments, each of them won 4 of them and got second place at the other one. So if we're looking at, if we got any gamblers out there, any sports gamblers, Scottie and Nelly.
How old are these golfers? I've never heard of either of these people in my life.
I think Nelly is in like her later 20s and then Scotty's in his like mid 30s.
Oh, so okay. The women's and men's PGA golf tour?
Yes. Awesome.
Whatever happened, the last time I was paying attention to golf, they were all going to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, we still have Liv, who their dirty blood money has taken away a lot of best golfers.
Yeah.
We got John.
Like older guys, right?
Yeah, like Koepka, the previous master winner, John Rahm, was a PGA and now he's gone to Liv. Mm-hmm. And so. Fuck Liv.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
So just question.
Like, this is going to come back to wrestling, I know, because Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I mean, yes, it does. I was actually going to ask.
Crown Jewel.
Well, yes. Let's not even talk about Crown Jewel. How many of these guys are, like, big names in comparison to, like, PGA? What's like, the ratio? Like, hey, the Liv has this many golfers who are, like, big timers, and PGA now has this many. What are we talking here? What's the steal?
The top end talent is on Liv now as opposed to PGA. But we got Scottie Scheffler, who we should all root for.
Yeah, honestly.
But now, we don't want to root for any of just the Liv guys, which we won't see them during the tour except during the majors. So it's when, you know, PJ, the Open, the British Open, US Open, and Masters, which Scotty just won.
Oh, awesome.
That is when Liv can invade, but we have to still root for Scotty or anyone else who's non-Liv.
PGA, Livvasion.
Yes.
Worst idea I've ever seen. Next to the actual invasion by the WWF back in the day.
He can't stop. He keeps rolling with it.
Of course I do.
And then lastly, which you alluded to and why we brought up the Sports Corner gimmick in the first place, is the playoffs. The playoffs are insane.
Playoffs!
Wasn't there a match that just happened recently?
What?
Wasn't there a match that just happened recently?
Masters, yeah. Scotty just won the Masters a couple weeks ago.
That's for golf, right?
Yeah, that was for golf.
But for basketball, we're in basketball right now, right?
Yes.
Is that the playoffs?
Yeah, that's playoffs.
All right, so there was three matches that were already decided.
He calls them matches.
Matches, whatever you want to call them, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I come from like UFC and WWE.
Yeah, I know.
So Endeavor, it's supposed to be a wet dream for me, but it's not. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, if you want your wet dreams to come true, order Blue Chew CP10 promo code.
I have nothing but wet dreams for Blue Chew. It's awful.
But yeah, we have, if we want to go on that, we got Anthony Edwards just killed Kevin Durant. That's a name that people should know, even though they don't really care for basketball. Anthony Edwards is the new kid. He's fucking God in basketball. Shoes 2.0.
Where's Slendy Jr.?
Wemby?
Yeah.
Wemby's not in the playoffs. His team sucks. Hopefully this
Wait, who's his team?
The Spurs.
Where are they?
They're like last in the West, if not, yeah.
Wow.
Because they don't have a point guard to like feed Wemby and not... Like, the Spurs are so bad around Wemby, they can't do an entry pass to someone who has an 8'6" wingspan.
And whose idea was it to not compliment Wemby?
The GM of the Spurs. I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Wow, well, if we want to fire somebody, not the coach, not Wemby, and not the four useless drones that are there. Huh?
Can't fire Popovich. He's won 5 titles for them.
Oh, yeah, it looks like he's going for a 6th one now.
He might with Wemby if they get, like, Trae Young.
If he clones Wemby, maybe.
Some other point guard?
Yes. Anyone other than whatever they have right now.
Yeah.
Good.
So where are we at in the NBA playoffs far as state? Are we out of the quarterfinals or whatever?
By the time this comes up, we'll be done with round one. If any series goes to game 7, they'll be over, which I'll say right now, congratulations to Luka on his game 7 performance against the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
That once again, just... He likes doing it to the Clippers. I think this is the third time he's gone up against them and just like... He owns them.
Give me a...
somebody just has your number.
I have a fan duel for playoffs, and that's the second ad read.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I wanted a prediction for Eastern and Western Conference Finals.
Eastern...
Because by the time we might... considering our production
our
speed...
track record.
We might be talking about...
the finals next time.
Yeah. Or I was actually going to say, it's not spring training. What is it for football when it starts?
Oh, that's in like July, August.
Yeah, preseason.
Preseason.
We might be doing NFL preseason previews next time.
It might be our fantasy football draft again.
Yeah. Oh, great. It's actually just a yearly podcast.
Yeah. Just to do our fantasy football preview.
Yeah.
DraftKings is looking for you guys. Like, when can we sponsor you?
At the time of this recording, the Bucks, without Damian Lillard and Giannis, won game 5. So it's 3-2. I think the Pacers are still going to win the series. So we're looking at Pace versus most likely Knicks, unless Joel Embiid goes crazy. And Celtics versus... And then Magic and Cavs is tied. That's one of the things... I'm going to call... Let's say Magic win game 7 on by the time you're listening to this. Why? Either way, the Celtics are going to be in the finals coming out of the East. It doesn't matter who they're playing against. As for the West, we got Thunder versus either Mavs or Clippers, and Timberwolves Nuggets, which is our FanDuel series this episode. But we have it's probably going to be Nuggets Celtics is my prediction for the finals. I like Jokic. He's just I think back to back is incoming. Jamal Murray, he fucking. Hates like he's a Canadian that hates LA or gets more hate from LA besides like Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Appropriate too.
Yeah. And then Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. are the perfect role guys for Jokic. Mm-hmm. As for the East, kind of just compared to the West, crappy compared to the Celtics. So our boy DeAndre was looking pretty good, but he might get his heart broken for a third time with Jason Tatum.
Should I buy some donuts in advance?
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah, get some Boston Creams. Whatever those donuts are called.
The Boston Creams, yeah. I'm sure there's a joint around here that serves them.
Have you ever watched sports with him?
Yeah, we went to a Kings game. We went to Kings Celtics.
How was that?
Celtics won. So, fuck that.
Well, is he fun to watch sports
with? No. I mean, when we do a game, it's the same thing, just talking trash the whole time.
Yeah,
it's great.
Typical male bonding.
No, DeAndre is definitely more normal than you two and definitely more normal than me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, he's the normie of the four of us.
Yeah. It's very difficult, even for nerdier black men, to still, they are still, a step above even, the coolest white dude.
Yeah, no, unless they, like...
It's just, a natural...
The paths are, if you really want to be lamer than a white guy, is to be really, really, really into Dragon Ball. Like, insane.
Yes.
You could love Dragon Ball, and Dragon Ball great. You could, when you're six, go Super Saiyan, fucking whatever. Uh-huh. But if you're just, insanely... if your profile on Twitter right now is Blue Goku...
Yeah.
We got an issue.
It's Dragon Ball... I mean, Sonic, I think, at a young age, right? Mm-hmm. And then Dragon Ball, and then...
Snakes.
Snakes?
Gonna say Naruto, but
I was gonna say Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers is up there, yeah, for sure. So many Smashers.
I've never actually been to a Smash local, but now that I have PPE, personal protective equipment, I feel like I could go with enough so I didn't inhale any toxic fumes, so that I would be able to protect myself.
Well, if you're going to a Sacramento local, you're not really.
Wear enough layers so I could just throw them out afterwards. I wouldn't have to worry about...
Wearing a hazmat suit?
Yeah, exactly.
We've churned... The, Melee has, churned where it used to be, calling people gay for playing Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
To now, every cool player is queer, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just the FGC in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially in, anime games, you have so many, queer and trans folks that play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was actually watching, there's a YouTuber, FD Signifier. Have you guys ever heard of him?
No.
Does video essays. Mostly covers pop culture from a leftist perspective. He's also a black man. But he's a huge Tekken player. And so when Tekken 8 came out, he was streaming and people were oh shit, I didn't know you had, it's the Shaq meme of I was not familiar with your game. My apologies. Because I forget his rank, but he's up there. He knows more than most. And so he did a video on black men in the FGC and why there are so many more black folks in the FGC in general. Mm-hmm. Which is really fucking cool because he's talking about socioeconomics as far as if you're going to buy a game, you want something that you can play over and over again. Mm-hmm. If all of the cousins are coming over or, after school or whatever, there's the one grandma that can babysit. Everyone's crowded around the one game. You're able to take turns. That kind this is all just kind of spitballing or whatever. But it was really interesting look because disproportionately, absolutely in the FGC, there are way more black people than there are proportionally in this country. Like at least half. It's pretty crazy. So
shout out to Lil Majin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Personal favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Majin Buu or Lil Majin from he's over in Japan, right?
I think so.
That who you're talking about? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
But shout out to Majin.
He's great. But
shout out to Arslan.
The first time I went to, my first local was a Mortal Kombat local. And I guess I just was, I mean, even though on TV, on Twitch and stuff, I had seen it was majority black men. Mm-hmm. I went to this local at a comic book shop for MK11. And I think I was one of two white dudes. And I was, I was not prepared for the culture shock. I was oh shit. Plenty of Latino dudes and stuff there too, but I was definitely one of the few white guys. The only other white guy was there was
Turbo Nerd.
Yes, and I was God damn it, dude! I have to
hang out with Whitey.
I was
you distanced yourself from Whitey.
Well, he kind of approached me, but he was the kind of guy. He was also trash. I was bad, but he was dog shit. And
he just thought he was reaching out brother.
Yeah.
Trash brother.
But that was super fun. I went to that four or five times. Mm-hmm. I usually O2'd. And then I've been to a handful of locals and tournaments since. I'm at that level where I'm competent and I understand why I'm getting my ass kicked, but I don't actually have the practice and the skills to overcome it.
Yeah.
In a set.
Yeah.
And I've actually been to tournaments with both of you guys. I went, I think you and I went to one first, Andres. I think
Super
we went
to Street Fighter 6. It was like Tekken 7.
NorCal, was that NorCal Regionals? Or what was that? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
Right after Street Fighter 6 came out, that was fucking sick. Awesome. I went 0-2 in both Guilty Gear and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I think you 0-2'd in Tekken as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Nowhere near.
I remember you telling me that like you were learning how to play the video game.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the case? Like there was
there was a dude, like a lot of the folks there, surprising to me, were really nice and were really helpful. They
absolutely.
Just, like, hey, you know, you could try this tech and this other thing. And I'm just like, cool, that's great. Mm-hmm. Without like really actually trying, because I'm like, I kind of just want to get in and get out. Don't get me wrong. I do think that aspect of competition is a great idea. It's a great thing for me to undertake. But there's people involved, so I really don't want to.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You're around a lot of people,
it's like,
for sure.
This is going to suck.
That was also a very crowded, that was the most crowded room I've been in.
I was going to say, it was a very sardine-like environment, yeah. That one, because I'm like, why are we all just near shoulder to shoulder? This is not...
After we all fucking lost, we went and got pizza, mm-hmm. and played some more at my place. And then I remember going back. I don't know if you were with us because I was with your...
I think I left.
Yeah, I was like with your homies. Uh-huh. And we watched the finals. And it like mostly cleared out. And it was pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Because most of the dudes were there to try to win.
Yes. But the FGC in general, I think that's what a lot of people don't realize is because... It is a smaller video game community, mm-hmm. and it truly is very supportive. Mm-hmm. It's just the nature of the game, especially online, leads to so much salt. Mm-hmm. And like people post it on Twitter and stuff, people think that it's less so that. Mm-hmm.
But that's because nobody wants to see the good. Nobody wants to see, for example, Mr. Cameron helping me out in Smash Bros. Getting my game up. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, yeah, it's like because you want your game to grow. And so ideally you want to show people the cool parts of your video game and why it's fun to play and how to get better at it so that they keep coming back and you keep building the community.
But also you want to see those moments. You want to see, for example, Cameron grab that controller and just chuck it across like, the entire stage.
Well,
like,
I was going to ask, because I only have experience with the more traditional fighting games. Is the Smash community, in your experience, just as supportive, or is it...
No, that's what I was saying, is like nowadays, probably like since coming out of the bubble, it's been... I think a safer space. We cleared our swamps during
COVID. Oh, that's right.
Of COVID, we were getting rid of all of our pedophiles.
And that was like countrywide. That wasn't even just like...
It was mainly New York.
Yeah, that's where they were all.
It was mainly New York.
It was a lot of like sex pest stuff from what I remember.
Hungerbox being a creeper in a bunch of stuff like that.
Are you serious?
There were bigger names too. It wasn't just like small.
Well, no, like the main commentator for the New York scene, D1, was like, pedo.
Damn.
La Luna, pedo. Damn. It was funny. It was all the lame New York guys were pedos, and then the one cool one, G Money, was not. So I just feel bad for G Money.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's able to rebuild that scene.
Yeah.
Or has been able to rebuild it.
And he'll be still friends with our NorCal boy, S-Fat.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Rewind a little bit. What's up? Hungrybox?
Yeah, he's just a creeper. Like, he just, like, will... Like,
that's one of the few names I know.
I know. A lot of people know that name because...
Yeah, so...
fucking hate that guy. Well,
yeah, no, I mean, there's a reason to hate him. Yes, sure, from what I've learned.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that, like, big guy like that is a creeper.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to interact with people, and just, like, once he, like, started winning and getting attention, he's like, oh, why are people all over me? And just, like, fucking... And just he sees a woman
Should
at
they
a...
Be?
Just, like, if he sees, like, someone with someone else at a tournament, he's still like, yeah, still mine, though. He's fucked up.
Bro needs to go to therapy.
I mean, I think he hasn't, you can make the argument, he hasn't done anything recently, but I think like...
That's not the point.
I think 2014 through like 2017, 18, that was a confirmed thing.
Okay, bro needs to go get a date or something.
He needs to stop playing the Puff.
He needs to stop playing, period.
That too, but...
He needs to put the controller down.
It's funny, my brother, like, if Hungrybox's personality, if he was just like... he's like a number one Puff, but if he was like a top 60 Falco, his like horrible personality would all kind of like.
Yeah.
If he was that cocky and of an asshole,
if he just
wasn't,
played a different character.
And
yeah,
he wasn't, and if he wasn't number one, then we kind
of
like it.
Well, that's my one of my favorite dynamics, right? Is when someone who's not playing a top tier, or I don't know where Jiggly and Falco fall on the tier list or whatever.
It's only
like,
six viable.
It's characters. More just like their play styles, right?
Yeah.
So like. People always hate, like, ranged characters.
Right.
Because, like, that's the character... I think it triggers everyone back to when they were 7 years old and they were just getting fireballed to death.
Yeah.
Stop spamming! Stop spamming!
Yeah.
PTSD intense.
Anything that causes you to remove control of someone's character, which Jigglypuff does, right? Mm-hmm. Put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I mean, she can. Putting people to sleep is
What's like the frustrating part about
putting she walls to you out with back airs is the thing. Oh,
okay. So you don't get to play.
You can't get in.
So they are a ranged character in that sense. Or in the same way.
In Melee, you know, you have level stage. Yeah. She can just like refresh the ledge. That's the most annoying thing. Gotcha. If she gets a lead, she can just refresh the ledge
forever. Just run the time down.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So she's a defensive character then.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the most frustrating thing in, like, you know, a Mortal Kombat or a Street Fighter or whatever. Someone just throwing range stuff at you the whole time and you can't get in.
Yeah.
What's the dude's name? I'm forgetting. In Street Fighter 6, he's got the purple powers. He's got the...
JP.
Yeah. People fucking hate JP at lower levels, even though he's not, like, a top tier. He's in the top five for sure, but he's not like the best of the best. Mm. But his whole thing is just like range traps and setup. So if you don't like practice that, you're just getting fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
And as someone who plays Zangief, who needs to be right next to you so he can smash you into the ground, it's like I'm spending most of my time just doing this.
Just like, marching your shield walking forward.
Walking forward and So.
Ready your breakfast then. Get ready, gentlemen, for tonight we dine in. Fucking spam hell.
But, you know, the peak of fighting games is when you have those longer sets with someone. I know this has been an issue in Tekken because people are one and dunning, right?
Some of them. Yeah. I actually get quite a few rematches, which is very, you know.
Well, I know at, like, higher ranks. Not saying you're at a low rank, of course.
I'm getting to the reds. Okay. I'm getting to my reds.
Once you get up there, people are real protective of their rank, right? Yeah, so they dip out, which is just the nature of online, I guess. Yeah. But, once it's less about the physical execution and more the mental... what's the word I'm looking for?
Just the mental mind games. Just like, there's a thing where
you
like...
You figure out someone's play style and you're like, all right, now I'm going to counter that. And then 2 games later, they're like, now I've countered that. And then, you keep going.
It's an arms race.
Being good enough at the game to expose their bad habits.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing with, like, fighting games is getting good is 90... Like, getting there is all about, like, the fingers.
Yeah.
Just, like, knowing what to do in spots, recognizing that. But
then... All about the fingers.
When... You get to like top 50 range, the game is 90% mental because you have just, you could rest on your physical being there always.
Yeah.
Because at that point, everybody's equally quote unquote matched.
Sure.
Everybody has the dexterity, the reflexes, and the physical know-how of what to do at any given time.
Right.
So now you have to basically fool your opponent and think you're doing something else. You have to basically try to act like you're not going to do a certain thing. All this
talk about fingering and mind games has me thinking of what's the Venn diagram of FGC and BDSM folks?
Hi.
You think so?
Is it?
I think
is that because we're all on the internet and so we become sex weirdos by the age of 15? Is that why?
I think specifically
maybe
the like not all BDSM are FGC.
Yeah.
But a lot of FGC I think would go into BDSM.
Well, I mean, you were just talking about like
they like letters, that those folks.
You're establishing control, right? There's like a power struggle sometimes, and then you know you're trying to mentally, in some ways, you know, play with someone's expectations.
I am
consensually. Everyone's sitting down consensually, of course.
And then you can role play as Zangief.
Yes.
With who you're going up against.
This also ties back into the cosplay, like fighting game cosplay. Right. Yes. Huge. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now that I'm all horned up, do we have another ad read?
Yeah, sure. Let's kill your boner by going to FanDuel.
Yeah, okay.
So
you'd be surprised what I could jerk off to.
I love statistics.
Or maybe you wouldn't be.
This podcast is presented by FanDuel, the premier gaming destination of the United States, where the winning is amplified. So at the time of recording this, it's probably Monday morning, so game 2 of Nuggets Timberwolves are going to happen later tonight. For the series, the Nuggets are -205. I would say put the house down on that. I think the Nuggets are definitely win that series. We got, you hear Rudy Gobert is going to stop Aaron Gordon being in the dunker spot. Mm-hmm. But I think Jokic is smart enough to solve that, and Jamal Murray is just on a flamethrower right now. So put the house down on there. If you're talking NASCAR, if you want to see who's going to win the whole thing, we talked about our boy Hamlin earlier. Him, William Byron, and the racist Kyle Larson are at +500. If you want a bigger payoff for something a little more, but something still pretty guaranteed, +900 for Chase Elliott, the son of Bill Elliott.
Where's the Melon Lord?
What?
Where's the Melon Lord?
Melon Lord?
Yeah, isn't it Ross Chastain?
Oh, the wall ride guy?
Yeah, that's yeah, Melon Lord. Yeah.
I did not know he was called Melon Lord.
Oh, he's a melon farmer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Game recognized game.
Yeah.
Melon Lord makes me think of, like, the Elden Ring DLC that's coming out next month.
I thought that was his Tekken tag.
No.
The Melon Lord has online. Like, they have all those funny little name
There's
tags.
There's one guy out there who's going to get that reference.
What's the funniest little tag you've seen? Because they have, like, the little names.
You'd be surprised by how little attention I pay to who I'm fighting against.
You're just fucking dialed in.
I'm literally just character versus my character. I could care less what their name is.
I'm all about the aesthetics. That's the stuff I'm always looking at. That's why I lose all the time.
And our last bet is going into football, Packers are plus 185 or 285? 185 to win the NFC North. I think that's better than Lions 140. Jordan Love. The Packers are just going to do it again. They're too good of an organization. I like their draft pick with their new offensive lineman. Take the Packers to win the NFC North next year.
Unless you really, really, really hate Brett Favre.
He's not on the tees. He hasn't played football in 15 years.
Has he put out any more penis pics?
No, I think he's even stopped doing his Wrangler jeans.
Oh, yeah,
I wonder why. Like,
comfort around your balls.
I didn't realize the draft already happened.
Yeah, it's over.
Do they do the wrestling draft and the NFL draft like in the same weekend?
So wrestling is catching the hype of the NFL. Oh, okay. Like, it's the same week.
That makes sense. So people are using hashtag draft and they're just kind of piggybacking.
Yeah, they're like, look what's trending. Draft is the number one trend in America.
I thought you were referring to like just like when the NFL draft became a thing where people were watching it. Because that wasn't a thing when I was young.
No.
It wasn't until I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah, FanDuel. Fucking no sweat bets.
Speaking of bets.
Here we go. FanDuel.
To set off our last little segment here, mm-hmm. What's the over-under on...
I had that in my notes, too.
What?
June 1st. Will you have had sex by then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we already discussed this.
Yeah, June 1st is the over-under.
I'm on like a... It's been like 4 months. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not someone who... Like, sex is cool, right? We all agree.
Hell yeah.
Sex is pretty cool. But as I've gotten into my 30s, my desire and my need to have sex has certainly waned, right? I think as does
fucking
for most
lame.
Men. but there is a need. There is a need. I've resolved myself since 2020 to try and have more meaningful relationships. So I no longer am pursuing, you know, anything just purely for physical whatever. So mm-hmm. I think that's led to me being a little bit more chaste in recent months. Is that the right term? Chaste?
Yeah.
For better or worse, you know? I think also, like, when you're depressed, it feels really shitty to, like, date someone just to have sex. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even if that's, like, obviously, this is all, like, with everyone knowing what it is, right? I'm not emotionally manipulating anybody or anything. Yeah, we're all just fucking.
Yeah,
but I don't really want to do the just fucking when I'm feeling depressed because it's like this small little boost. Yeah, it's like I'm pretending, and it can be fun to pretend, but then it's like you crash afterwards. Or
yeah, once you finish, it's just like, and now I have the thoughts in my head again.
Yeah,
I only felt good for 7 minutes.
Yeah,
and now I need to kill someone to get these endorphins again.
Meanwhile, I could get that done in 1 minute by myself and go right back to World of Warcraft. You know what I mean? And just completely turn the thoughts off.
Yeah.
Hours at a time.
Yes. Yeah. Keep the thoughts away by playing WoW.
That's what I spent most of my weekend doing, or my winter doing, was playing World of Warcraft. They put out have I talked to you guys about this? The Season of Discovery.
No.
Are you guys familiar with World of Warcraft?
One of my friends was big into Warcraft, but I was never. Because
I never made weight for World of Warcraft.
Got you. So in layman's terms.
I was poor.
Season of Discovery is them trying to recapture the original magic and discovery of vanilla World of Warcraft, which initially came out in like 2004 when I was in high school. So it's like everything was awesome, right?
Yeah, 2004. Everything was awesome.
Everything was awesome. Dude, it was fucking sick. 2004, pretty sick.
Now watch this drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. But yeah, I played a lot of MMOs in my youth, World of Warcraft especially. Now I'm more of a Final Fantasy 14 guy, but my buddies got back into WoW, and so I was playing, and it's like, it's this really fun remix of the world where they've added in these new, what are called runes, which give you abilities that you normally wouldn't have at that level. It's kind of integrating later quality of life stuff into this old game, and they've added some new content, a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. That's really fun. But now they're on like the third phase of it, because they were having you level in like chunks, because traditionally you'd only go to level 60, but in this they were like stopping at 25 for a few weeks, and then at 40, and now it's at 50. And with those different breaks, it's like, you know, the intent is that if you are more casual or you don't have 40 hours a week to play video games, you can catch up with your friends and play a little bit, right? Because the old problem with MMOs is people trying to speed it line to the end game and skip the entire leveling process. But now my friends and I are all kind of at a point where we're like, well, this, in order for us to compete in this, to be able to do end game raiding, you have to spend however many hours a week farming gold and stuff. And it's like, well, this kind of goes against the whole playing casually for like 3 or 4 hours a week thing, right? So we've kind of bailed on that, which is fine, because now we've all kind of decided, well, the sun is out now, we're going to go outside instead. Like, we don't need to spend all the time in the hinterlands or, you know, Ashen Vale. We can go and spend time in the actual wilderness if we need to.
Shout outs to Valheim.
Shout out to Valheim. I spent a little time in Valheim. But yeah, that was most of my winter. I was playing World of Warcraft, to be honest. Yeah. But yeah, glad the sun's back.
Oh my god, I just realized...
Shout out to Helios.
The whole time that the podcast was gone,
yeah,
I was coaching basketball.
Oh, you were busy. That's right. Yeah. It wasn't just me being sad. You also, your schedule was fairly limited.
Yeah, I had to do... With two families in the wintertime, you do have to make all the rounds and visits for holidays and my birthday.
And you had finals and stuff, right? Yeah, the first semester, so...
Yeah.
Nobody asked
Andres,
about what
Yeah, Andres, where the fuck were you?
I just got here. I literally took forever. In fact, I'm pretty sure I got a ticket.
Probably.
I got parked in the 30-minute spot.
It's fine. If they come around, I'm willing to pay for your guys' tickets. It's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll find a good spot for you guys to... Eventually, we will find the primo spots around here where they aren't checking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's probably enough private lots that you could probably park in and be fine.
Then nobody asks.
We'll figure it out.
I was close to parking in the VA area.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
That was the thing, is when you had your crash, I was thinking about sneaking off and just doing a mini, like, wrestling offshoot podcast with this guy.
Oh.
But then that never came. We were too stupid and we just watched wrestling instead. And ate Carl's Jr.
You guys watched WrestleMania together, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah. So I think...
I lost my mind at the first seconds of Mania.
Yeah.
So what's crazy is he's a huge wrestling fan.
Right.
This was his first pay-per-view live.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what do you want? I'm poverty.
Yeah.
But just like...
You're also on the internet. It's easy to find streams.
Right.
As if I'm going to spend the time watching, like, looking for streams when I could be playing, like...
Burnout again.
I could be playing Burnout or Ghost Recon.
That's new thing. I want to go back to old familiar thing. Hey, understand, as someone who spent, you know, hundreds of hours this winter doing old familiar thing.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
If I know how to do it, I'm going to do it. And if I don't, I'm not going to bother.
I just mean, like, in 32 years, I thought you would have paid out once.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Not a single time. Because it's like, it's not in the cards and it's not as fun to watch it by myself.
It might have been the first one I watched live as well. I'd seen some UFC before, but never wrestling.
But I wouldn't like make a deal out of it for you, because you, like, me and Andres are the first like prominent wrestling fans of your life since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can gain more knowledge from wrestling from that guy alone.
I have a lot of knowledge about stuff that doesn't matter and will never help me.
Isn't that just typical with everybody here?
I guess that's not you, man. Not even that's unique. Fuck.
Well, considering there's a lot of...
Oh, and I'm on a podcast. Damn it.
Yeah, no. You're a modern normie. You're a modern normie. Congratulations.
I'm just every man.
Yeah, you're just every man. The worst superhero to be.
My superpower is I'm forgettable. Which actually helps out a lot in, like, when work and, like, people want to blame people for stuff, I don't get brought up.
Yeah, no. People forget that you exist. I wish I had that.
That's what's fun about working with the middle schoolers. I feel like the three of us are kind of disconnected from the rest of, you know, our coworkers. Well, yeah, we don't have to do any fucking arts and crafts. I literally just sit around and talk about boners for 2 hours a day with the other 13-year-olds. It fucking rules.
I try to keep everybody in line as best I can, knowing the fact that it's like not really something you have to do.
I'm trying to best prepare these young men for going into a school with more than 30 of their classmates, and that they can't touch other people's heads without getting their shit fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Even in a posh school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we have our first and second grade team, who I like.
Yeah.
Our third through fifth grade team, which...
And nobody wants to work.
Hey. Solidarity amongst all workers. It's fucking May Day, baby.
No.
Is it May Day?
You can drag ass every single day. I don't give a fuck. Even if it makes my job... I mean, truthfully, it doesn't make our jobs that much harder, does it?
No.
Does it? Do you feel like your job is that much more difficult?
I'll be honest. One of our bosses have given me secret duties to make sure that, like, whenever they fuck up.
Hell yeah, that rules. Yeah.
You're a fucking secret agent.
I haven't had that explicitly stated to me, but I've had like winks and nods of like, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, nobody wants to fucking work in a school. You don't make any fucking money. So it's like, you know, you take who you can take. Yeah. And
if you're lucky, you get a worker like me. Who doesn't ask questions.
Or like the three
who
of
just
them.
Is a helper monkey.
Yes, you, I mean, you bust ass 24/7, and I've paid you this compliment.
I stopped busting ass 24/7. I'm not busting ass 3.5.
But I've paid you this compliment before, but that your skill set as like literally like a hard physical worker, you have to have someone like that in a school, because like I don't want to go fucking move and stack chairs. I don't want to, you know, run boxes around or unload, you know, food shipments or whatever. But you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I have like an hour and I can just fucking zone in on this thing. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like that kind of thing. The one thing that kills me every time is that music is unallowed.
I
mean, I get it.
I find ways of sneaking it with like one earbud when I'm doing those tasks, not when I'm working with kids. Yeah, it drives me fucking crazy when I see people with headphones in when they're working with children. It's like,
no.
Your full attention should be on the 8-year-old. What are you doing?
Yeah, like when it's out there, when it's out in the fields, it's like, yeah, pay attention. But when you're by yourself with a bunch of clothes and you're supposed to fold them all to make them look all nice and neat, well... Yeah. Yeah, I don't care how many kids walk in. I'm not paying attention.
You can't pop a headphone in during that?
I got my over the ears.
Oh,
so I just zone in. Nobody's back there, so nobody cares.
So you do get to listen to music.
I do. Oh, okay. Just not as often as I'd like. Or
throughout the day.
To the tasks that I do.
That makes sense.
If I had more music, I'd probably complain less.
Yeah.
But guess who'd complain more? My bosses.
Yeah.
You don't look like you're paying attention. You don't look like you're doing that.
Don't worry about it. Me and our boss have already... to each other jokingly complained about some of the music selections that another coworker has made.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to the same 13 songs over and over and over again. Nothing but Vance Joy.
Last Friday night, we were dancing tabletops. Then we took
too
many shots.
Or how about Riptide for the 17th fucking time? I actually liked Vance Joy. Up until I heard that song like 17 times, 18 times, I'm like, okay.
What's the Vance Joy track? I don't know who that is.
Riptide by Vance Joy. It's great.
Sing it.
No. Hell no. I refuse to acknowledge that track until I'm going to make a confession here.
Uh-oh.
As somebody who's worked works.
Coming up on 1 hour, it's confession time.
Yeah.
Now we're
so here's
now we're real.
Here's the little dog's confessions.
Because
I can't be a big dog.
Is that your new book?
Huh?
Little dog confessions.
Little dog confessions.
Yeah, the little dog confession. Little dog. That's my nickname.
Title drop.
Title drop, little dog.
Little bitch shit.
Oh, fuck off. But no. So here's the thing. There is one song that, because of a previous employment, if I never hear it again in my lifetime, it will be too soon. And if I hear it from one of you two, I am throwing a chair.
Is it something by Journey?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I actually tolerate Journey nowadays because I haven't heard them often, if at all. Okay. So if I hear like,
one
what's a song from Journey?
Love
one
of the will few,
no, that's Boston.
Find you.
I confused
Break
Boston
those
and Journey.
Chains that bind you.
Is that Journey or is that like, okay. I
Separate ways.
No idea.
Shout out to Mr. Wood.
Yeah, I still hate Journey because of my middle school English teacher. Not English teacher, history teacher.
Everyone hates one band because one teacher played them too much.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, it was Beatles.
For me, it was Journey because it wasn't middle school. It was high school.
Yeah.
Second high school, what was it? It was the civics class, and he had posters and discs and CDs of Journey everywhere. And I'm like, dude, it's
See,
Journey.
We have a poster guy in our school, too.
We had, my economics teacher, Mr. Wood, he actually had cassettes, which was fucking sick.
Yeah.
So he would play cassettes of these old records, and a lot of times it was Journey. That was the first time I'd really ever heard Journey. And yeah, he was probably one of the chillest teachers. Someone that probably, now looking back on as an adult, was a little too friendly with kids. I wasn't involved in this, but I remember some of my friends going over and drinking beer with him. Okay. I think after we graduated. But, you know, there's some sus stuff there. I think he also moved school districts because he got married to a former student.
Oh, for God's
sakes. Stuff like that. Yeah. Small town North Idaho stuff.
Lovely.
That kind of shit happens in Sacramento, too.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I'm always very vigilant about. I mean, thankfully, we work with middle schoolers. You don't see it as often. But, like, there is the kind of thing, whenever we get a new hire, I'm like, especially a man, I'm like, what's up? Like, what are you doing?
Where you at, brother?
What's your deal?
You're trying to coach the girls' volleyball team? What's up?
Yeah.
why are you coaching, huh?
I feel like you get enough life experience. It's so funny when they tell on themselves, too. Like, the other day, he was absentmindedly. You know, we don't name names on this podcast, Andres, but
we're supposed to go
in the kitchen, and he accidentally, yeah, that was great.
That was awesome.
Walked halfway into the girls' bathroom.
That,
look. old habits die hard.
I bet. I mean, I had some opinions, but now I'm like,
So
and I talked to the guy.
We've gotten to an hour here.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, unless you got something else.
I have, I don't know, honestly.
Take the
I actually
you
just,
got something?
Just lick that.
You are?
Just kiss it. Give it a good night kiss.
I did want to say, because on a more serious note, there's been a lot of... What?
Let's end on a happy note. Like, well, let's start, like, making fun of our friends.
Let's start with a serious note and let's end on a happy
Well, you can turn all the right. podcast off if you like to have your head in the sand. But me personally, I think it's fucking rad what all these college students are doing. Right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sac State just started their little encampment.
Texas Austin, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild because, like, a lot of these places that have more militarized police, these kids are getting the shit kicked out of them. And now you're seeing...
another Kent State, possibly.
Possibly. I mean, the NYPD sent so many fucking people into Columbia last night. Like, there's videos, and it's just, like, endless police officers. Yeah. Like, it's a 5-minute video, and it's just cops constantly.
Because it's so easy to take on college students who aren't going to fire back, but a guy with a gun, all of a sudden, every single one of those SOBs is a fucking,
they just love beating on 20-year-olds. It's great.
Yeah, one Rittenhouse shuts up all the police.
Yeah.
So, that is to say, all solidarity with the students. Stay safe out there. I know none of them listen to this, but it is just the sentiment. Like, it's something worth paying attention to. It's like, if you were around in the 60s and Vietnam was happening, like, what would you be doing? I mean, granted, we all have to pay fucking rent. So that's what I've been having a lot of conversations with friends about, is like, I can't believe we're having to go to work. And this is, like, one of the most, you know, it's the biggest movement since the Floyd uprising.
Yeah. And but, it's about sacrifices, really. Like, what are you willing to sacrifice for a kind of, like, a different future?
Yes, and that's different for... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But it's different for every individual, right? And it's like, you have to keep yourself safe. You have to keep your family safe. Mm-hmm. But now is the time to start asking yourself, at least at this moment, this is something to keep in mind, like, what are you willing to risk? Are you willing to risk getting arrested? Are you willing to risk physical violence? Are you willing to risk, you know, whatever it might be? Financial insecurity, if you were to lose your job, because, you know, a lot of these professors and stuff are getting suspended for just going out and, like, supporting the students.
I'm
just an English teacher. So it's been pretty wild. But now you're starting to see, you know, civilian population mobilize. How it always works is, right, like, leftists will organize a movement, and there will be the state police will show up and they will try and repress it, and if that doesn't work, all of a sudden, plainclothes individuals start showing up. Not saying they're necessarily police officers, but some of them definitely carry themselves like police officers. But they're acting as civilians. And there's been, especially in UCLA, down in Los Angeles, there's been a lot of Zionists coming out saying really bigoted shit, spitting on people, trying to instigate to paint these...
The protesters as like...
Truly peaceful protests, right? They're just sitting on a fucking lawn for the most part. I mean, there is some buildings being occupied, but a broken window. I was saying this to our security guard the other day. She was trying to say some shit to me, and I was like, I don't think a broken window is that big of a deal when 14,000 children are dead, like, at the end of the day. So, largely and almost essentially peaceful protest, but, you know, there's always going to be the literal outside agitators coming in to try and, you know, get that footage so that they can, the mainstream media can truly start to demonize these super brave students. So all I wanted to say was, like, you know, all solidarity with them. If you are close by to one of these college campuses, I highly, as long as you can be safe, go out and see what they're doing and see if there's any way you can support, whether that's just posting on social media, you know, posting as praxis to some extent, I believe, because you are spreading the message to those who don't have anything besides dance videos and cat memes on their timelines. Mm-hmm. And if you can financially support, find ways to donate water, tents, whatever they need. So that's all I got. Do you have a, did you write an ending for this pod? Did you go that far too?
Surrounded by pussy.
Yeah.
Are you able to segue from?
Sure.
That's why we have him on the pod.
If you are feeling sad about genocide, I think what we've learned is we need to stop not having sex for 4 months. And, you know, fuck around and find out a little.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Be chaotic. In the streets, yes. In the sheets.
Amen.
That's it.
Hopefully we're back next week.
I got pussy.